everyone, and welcome to Tuesday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. How's everybody doing? I hope that you've had a good day today and your evening is going well. We're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe to receive the monthly newsletter and contest news. If you have any messages for us, send them at the website. And on the website, the main page at the bottom is a message box, but also in between is the shows. Monday and Tuesday psychic reading shows are on the main page. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. When you come into the website. So just to let you know, if you miss Monday's show, you can always go in, or Tuesday, go in on the main page, because it will not change until the following show. But anyway, you can send messages at the bottom. There's a message box. And if not there, then we can be reached on Facebook, the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room, I'm sorry. I forgot to open it. I will do that shortly. Can't forget the prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. Okay, and I'm going to do birthdays. Nina's not with us tonight. You know, she's in her convention stuff all week, so, but she will be with us the following Monday and Tuesday. Happy birthday to my boo, Douglas Wright. I am so happy for he has just the cutest grandchildren. I tell you, you're talking about a grandfather that dotes. Oh, yeah, big time. He loves his grandbabies. But anyway, happy birthday to you, Douglas, and I hope and I'm sure you had a blessed day today. Happy birthday to La Shin. Happy birthday to Michael Ray. To Chris Trado, my nephew. Hey, you better be good tonight. Don't be out there cutting up now. All right. Happy birthday to Aaron Switzer. Happy birthday to I Am Easy Uchi. Whatever. Okay. I'll give you a shout out. Happy birthday to LaVara Bennett, and happy birthday to Tammy Weingarten, and happy birthday to my cousin Tanya Okoye in California. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I hope everybody had a beautiful birthday, whether celebrating today or tomorrow, and I hope that God blesses you. Okay. All righty. Well, we can begin early tonight because, like I said, Nina's not here, and it's just me, and I forgot to open the chat room. But you know what? Before I start, I better just check to make sure if anyone knows. Okay, I'm safe. All right. Well, our first caller is area code 504. Let's bring you in, and welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. I am a little down. I'm being bullied at work by my manager, and I was wondering if you could help me with that, because I feel like just walking off. I mean, this has been kind of an ongoing battle for me, and I'll make headway, and then there'll be some new strategy with like now she has another girl that's teamed up with her, you know, that's the same as me, not a manager, but they're just, it's just relentless. And I'm
okay. What's her first name? What's the lady's first name, your boss?
Holly.
Holly, H-O-L-L-Y?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's you and her that have been bumping heads. Everybody else you get along with okay?
Nope. me? Yeah, but she does not get along with anybody else. I mean, it's been off and on with everybody.
Okay, let me just.
Even the girl she's teamed up with, they bump heads as well.
Yeah, Holly's hurting.
You couldn't help her, though. I mean, nobody can help her.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, I will pray for her, and I'll tell you some things to do, too, to help you.
Okay.
But she's
okay.
hurting. This is why she's like a little child, this acting
yeah.
out. You know, like if you took, you have a daughter or son, I don't know, but you took them to go
no.
visit somebody, and you're like, okay, Johnny, I want you to just sit down here next to Mom. No, Johnny's running through the house. He's touching stuff. You don't have no business. Like, what are you doing that for? Just to get attention? You know, you're fussing. This is where she's at, but it's much personal and, of course, mature because she's a grown woman. But she's hurting like that. And, one, she needs to talk to somebody. Yes, she does need therapy, but she needs to talk just to get that shit off her chest because it's playing out at work, not just to you, like you said, to other people, too. In other words, her personal life is playing out in her business life. Those two combinations are like oil and vinegar. What's personal
yeah.
is personal, what's business is business, and you should never
yeah.
mix the two because that causes behavior problems, personality problems. So I'm just looking at it from her point of view, and I'm not picking up from
okay.
her. I want you to understand her, and then, of course, I'll bring it forward. So, like I said, right now she's hurting. She's going through some
okay.
personal issues. Yeah, she definitely does need help. She needs to talk to somebody. And I don't want to say therapy like she's crazy. But, you know, everybody can use therapy. I don't care who you are.
Uh-huh.
You know, just
to
have
therapy.
A third person that's objective that doesn't know you, don't know your family, your friends, just objective,
yeah.
you know. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that's what she needs. She's
weird.
Only going to be on that job for another year and a half, and then she's moving on.
Okay.
I see 1.5 and she's gone. So that just tells me in a year and a half she's moving on. For whatever reason, I don't know, but year and a half from now, 2021, midway, she's gone. She won't be there. Okay, but in the meantime, right now, well, let
you
me
see
tell
me
you
moving
you
from
can
there?
Do.
I'm
no, you're
miserable.
Okay. Yeah, but you have transparency. I'm not picking up anything off of you. Let me ask. But when I was into her, I didn't.
I would love a job, you know, where I'm happy.
Oh, of course. You don't mind getting up going to work every day.
Yeah, I cry when I'm off right now.
Okay, well, let me tell you two things you can do now.
Okay.
One, I want you to get a small container. You have a desk right at work, am I correct? You're at a desk.
I have an area. It's just more of an area with some drawers.
I mean, do you have like a drawer that you like where
yes,
your pencils
yes.
and everything that you need?
Yeah,
to,
yeah.
It's your drawer. Okay, nobody
right.
got any business. Okay. Small container of sea salt. You're going to fill that container
okay.
up with sea salt and close it up, of course. Put it at the back of that drawer. In other words, if somebody pulled out, you know, you say, oh, yeah, go ahead, I got a pen, they're not going to see it because it's at the very back.
Okay.
Okay. Secondly, I want another small container, but I want it small enough that you can carry on your person at all times. Sea salt pushes negativity away from you.
Okay.
Or if it comes up to you, it will immediately change. In other words, like if you have the sea salt on you, whether in your pocket or your jacket, excuse me, your uniform, whatever, you got it in the pocket, and somebody comes up to you, you know, and I'm not saying they're mad, but they could just come up maybe to gossip, and all of a sudden they're like, you know what, Debbie, that's okay. We'll just talk about it later, you know, and you're like, wow, what got in that person? No, it's not what got into them. That sea salt, there was negativity or garbage coming towards you, and the sea salt was pushing it away. It was like giving
okay.
you a warning. It wasn't her being chicken shit or something towards you. It was your barrier that's around you. It's like, oh, hell
okay.
no. Don't bring that to Debbie. Debbie don't hear that. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
I don't hear. So anyway, you can put it in one pocket or you can put it on both sides of your body. Some people, they put it in both their pants pockets or their little jacket or whatever in both because it's just small. You know, it could be an old medicine bottle or something. You know what I mean? You might have pills in.
Like a
Ziploc? If you have it thrown away, use that. Yeah, those little things, little small. Yeah, just fill it up with sea salt, close it up, and that's it. And, you know, same with your pocket. If you wear contacts or something small like that or a little small jewelry case, fill it up with salt.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, that's good, too. Now, that protects you, so we got you protected now at work as well as your being.
Okay.
Now, back to Holly. Yeah, I don't want you to do that, though. That would cause you to be seen. I was going to tell you about something you could throw that way in her area, but I don't want to do that. No, because you might get seen. It's better with not seen and nobody knows it but you. You know the vibrations and the energy has changed because you've got the salt on you.
Okay.
And Debbie, every morning before you leave for work and walk out the front door, cover yourself in white light from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and no negativity can enter therein.
Okay.
I am covered in white light, top of the head, bottom of the feet, no negativity can enter therein. Boop, bye, out the door, that quick.
Okay.
Not even a whole minute. Yep.
Okay.
So that way you're always protected in white light. You know what I'm saying? Good, spiritual, pure. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you, negativity can't stand all that. It makes them itchy, quirky.
Okay.
They don't know what it is, but it's just like, yeah, because it's just goodness coming towards your ass. That's what it is. But anyway,
thank you.
You're most welcome. I'm trying to think what we could do for Holly, because you can't. Yeah, I don't want you to talk to her about her purse. That's her personal. You know what, you can ask her, what can I do to that you and I can have a better relationship, can get along? I don't know, have you ever put out, as they say, the olive branch or whatever? Okay.
I have, but she asked me, she told me if she was going to make me her assistant manager, and I was doing half of her work, and I was going to get a raise, and I did it for, like, 3 months just to, you know, I mean, I just wanted the raise. I did not want to be an assistant manager. And when I revisited it, she told me, oh, no, I never said that. I only thought you wanted to help me. But she would write me up and do all kind of, so I just said, well, I said, I'm just going to stay in my lane and do my job. And no, I don't want to, because you do that and you get attacked. And I'm not Jesus, you know. I mean, if you, she will let you be used in that way. She is not
a kind person. Because she's holding herself back as well. When she holds you back, she holds herself back as well. So she's not she's not doing anything dirty that she's saying she's doing against you, because she's doing it against herself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Something's going to come up that she wants, that wants more money or whatever, and she won't get it. Why? Because how did you treat Debbie? How did you treat Anna?
Well, that happened today. That happened. She was owed some money, and for the first time, she didn't get it when she always tries to stop us from getting extra. And it happened to her today. That's the first time I've ever seen that go back on her. Yeah.
But what you put out, you get back.
She did get it back.
It's not done. It's just like I tell people, there's no whistleblowers coming forward. That karma's not done. She's got to see a little bit more.
She's got a lot to go.
It's
got to
be for her to learn a lesson. Yeah, it's got to be for her to learn this lesson so it won't be repeated. It's like, okay, you have personal issues to deal with, but you need to learn a lesson that that's in my private life. When I come to work, I want to do the best that I can, get along with my employees so that we have a good rapport. You know, if there's somebody in work that you feel like you can be a confidant and like, God, you know, I'm going through this at home. Can we talk, you know? Okay, but other than that, you're in there to do a job.
No.
Right?
That's what I told her.
I'm not saying you, I'm talking about her.
She's
in there to do a job, so yeah.
Very lazy.
So what you put out, you get back.
Yeah. But she's attacking us, you know, writing us up. For some reason, the company is just letting her go. They just let her. In fact, our vice president told this one person, not in the company, that he knew she was crazy. And I was... But if you know that, why would you just let her continually abuse people? So that's from the vice president.
Because he's crazy, too. Crazy knows crazy.
That's why I want to just go. I'm looking, but nothing's falling away.
You're right.
I liked my job at one time, but not anymore.
Oh, and you still
do.
Just for now until you get ready to start looking for another job, just say every day when you go there, I love my job. And watch how things will change for you. They really will.
Okay.
Reversal, it seems, you know, it's kind of hard when you know, it's like that, I don't want to say parable, but cheeky thing where they say, God says turn one cheek, if the person hits you on one side, then turn the other cheek and let them hit you on that one. Fuck that shit. That ain't happening. So,
I know. Yeah.
For you, when you go on in, not going in, say, but when you're there, you know, at your desk or whatever, floating on the floor, you know, I love my job. Listen to myself, I love my job. And just see what changes. I mean, in fact, do it for 3 days. 3 days straight. Just
okay.
When you go to work, I love my job. When you leave the clock out and go, I love my job. And just during that 8-hour period, see how people respond to you by saying that I love my job. I'm curious.
Okay.
Because it will change, it reverses. And sometimes it scares people because they're like, I couldn't believe that person actually bought me a cup of coffee. And I said, well, because you said you loved your job. So love is coming at you. But the lady, like you, she didn't really get along with that person. But it just happened one day the person brought her a cup of coffee, you know. And I said, well, I know you like coffee. But so the woman, she was like, is she going to do anything?
Oh, wow.
Oh. Well,
I have that happen.
What are you putting out? You're putting out, I love my job.
Well, I love people. And people, random strangers will just come up to me. I've had one guy come up to me about 2 weeks ago and goes, don't quit. I'm like, oh, my gosh, how do you know? He goes, I see all your people around you hate you. They're jealous. And I'm like, it's hard. I had another lady said she was going to call above and just tell them that they attacked me. And she told me, don't quit. I said, so hard.
No.
You just want to leave.
Yeah, no. It's going to get
better.
We're
one of four. And the one guy is the only one I could talk to. His name's Patrick. Holly and Stephanie are just, they're just miserable. And I can't. I tried. I've been there 3 years.
Well, that's okay. You're fine. You're not going anywhere. You'll be there for another 5. Before you leave.
Oh, no.
So that's okay.
Oh,
but she's not going to. Yeah, you will. There's things for you two there to learn. But you're fine as far as she's gone. She'll be gone in a year and a half. So I won't worry about it. It may not even be a year and a half if she continues with the behavior she's doing. It may be shorter than that. Don't think
it'll
that
they'll
be don't
a month and a half. Maybe. You said 1.5? She might be happier somewhere else. 1.5 could be a month.
I know, but no, she's got lessons to learn, too. She's going to be given opportunities. She's given already. She has been given opportunities already to change. So that's why I think what you saw today, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. There's more to come. And it's not that I'm wishing badness on her. It's on her. It's what she put out. Like I said, you get back. If you put out goodness and kindness and thoughtfulness, then it'll come back to you. But if you're, as old people say, throwing a rock and hiding your hand, well, it's going to come to you now, something that you're going to want, and the person's going to hold back. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but you do the salt, like I said, before you leave out the front door. I'm covering white light from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And when you get to work, just within you, I love this job. Oh. And you know what? Call me back. I'm curious. Like I said, do it for 3 days. Call me back. You know, every Monday and Tuesday we're here at 6 o'clock or whatever it is your time. So, call me back and let me know. I'm really curious to see how it works out for you. Okay.
Okay. I sure will.
All right. Thank you for calling, Debbie, and you have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.
Bye. Bye. You're listening to Tuesday Night Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we do have lines open. So come on, y'all, call in. All right, our next caller is area code 229. You're on the air with Lenis. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Lenis. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Yes. I just want to ask, is there anybody that I'm going to be have to bail out of jail?
You have to what?
Bail out of jail. Get them out of jail.
Oh, you have to bail somebody out of jail. What, you want to know if you have to do it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
they're going to answer.
Hold on.
Oh, and I'm sorry. How you doing? I'm sorry.
Oh, fine. And you, Melvin? Fine, and you? Your girl ain't here tonight. You know, she got convention all week.
Oh,
it's okay.
Jesus.
I mean, we knew that was coming because she's been working on it for the last 3 weeks or so. So,
wow.
Okay.
She's going to be great.
Melvin, I see you half, and I see a female half. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
I see a female with half the money, and you have half the money. So, no, you don't have to come up with all of it. I don't know who the woman
is.
Is it your ex-wife or the sister? Or I see a female because she's got half. I'm seeing $500. She's got half.
Is it
she's
my
got
daughter?
Half of it. I don't. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a female that's close to you. So that's why I say it could be your... It's not a sister, so it's like an ex-wife or a daughter or even a cousin. You're showing me even
yeah,
could be a cousin.
There won't be
no
ex-wife. There won't be no ex-wife.
Yeah,
that's
well, it's
big,
a female.
Not being harsh.
Yeah.
It's a family
yeah,
member
of
female?
Yeah, that's what you're showing me right now. Half and half. I'm sorry?
Is it going to be a family member female?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
How soon is that? Is like, held it now.
Well, right now I see like arguments going back and forth.
I hope it's not my, one of my
trials and tribulations. That's what's coming across. Trials and tribulations. Yeah, I think it is your daughter, but she does want to help.
My granddaughter or daughter?
No, your daughter.
Can I ask why
she does want to help?
Why she in prison, in jail, going to be in jail?
No, I didn't see that, but I saw she was coming up with the money for you to help you with half. I'm seeing there's a possibility.
I see there's a possibility,
but I don't actually see her. I'm sorry?
My son that passed away, he has 3 daughters. And could it be one of them?
Yes.
My granddaughters?
Yes.
Maya,
yes.
Adesia, Maya, Nene.
In fact, two of them will get half of it. Two of them are going to come together and get half. Looks like they're running around. I'm getting a headache. Like they're running around trying to get this money up. Yep.
Oh, she's already in jail.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Well, is she already incarcerated now?
Ooh, the angels are saying yes. I'm trying to see it. Because I see these two girls, they run around like, I need $50, I need $100, come on, I need the money. Between the two of them, they do come up with it. Might come up with all of it, matter of fact. Huh.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because
they don't want to ask me, right?
No, call, but they might okay. They might, Melvin. But no, but I see okay. them. I feel like they're full amount. That's what I'm seeing right now. They're telling me the full amount. So I guess these girls are going to do it. They're going to get the money up because they know people that will give them the money. They don't have to pay them
right.
back. That will help them. Yeah, yeah. They got friends that'll come through for them.
Yeah. May I ask, what do they do? What are you in there for? Is it,
who's in there? It looks like a male. Is it a male in jail? It looks like a male. But I see when you asked about your daughter, I saw her too, but it wasn't like real clear. It was faintly. So I don't know if that means that she's going to go, your daughter's going to go to jail and get right back out, but she could PR out on her own.
Right.
But I saw faintly. Or maybe she knows somebody that's in jail and she goes to see him. Maybe that's why I saw it faintly. Maybe she's visiting somebody. But your granddaughter, I see a young cat, a young guy.
Okay.
He's not an older guy. He's a young guy that they're trying to help.
Okay. It may be my son, Anton. Or Tremaine, either one of my sons.
No, Anton, no. And what's the other one, Tremaine?
Tremaine, yes, ma'am. Because I already have one in prison doing time.
Yeah, but Antoine's out, right?
I guess. He don't talk to me. We got in a big argument. He was staying with me, and I don't know why he keep cursing me and treating me like a dog, so he's... If it was him, he'll be still sitting there. I said, I don't know why he treats me this way, the way he treats me. And I raised his butt up.
You know, sometimes you got to stand up and be the mean one, but it's in love. It's out of love.
Yeah.
I don't want to say mean, because
you're
not being mean. You're actually showing the love because you're teaching him something.
Yeah, because he threatened me, and I let him stay here with me. And at first, he cursed me out and all that. Then later, months later, about a year later, he got a divorce and needed a place to stay. So I let him stay here for 2 months, and he'd been gone for about almost 2.5 months. So he's staying with my daughter, Sharika. Antoine and Sharika staying together. So I'm wondering, did he get locked up? Or both?
Not seeing that.
I don't know who that could be.
I'm not seeing that. I know one thing, his sister gets on his nerves sometimes. He gets a headache in the back of his head. And I mean, you know, they love each other and stuff, but sometimes she get on his nerves. And I imagine he does on hers, too.
Yeah, they're going to have a fist fight after a while. But could I know I asked you more than one question.
No.
I'm lost later here. But could I ask
you? No, I don't think they'll get physical. No. They just say words, nasty words to each other. But no, I don't think they'll get physical.
Yeah. They may move out from each other, would they?
Yeah, now that might happen. Yeah, that's a big possibility.
That should be coming up soon. Yeah, because they're gonna. Sharika is fiery. She don't take it a mess, so she probably gonna just jump up and get her another place, and leave him standing there without a place to live. Because he can't handle the bills because he's going through a divorce. Well, he already divorced, and his ex-wife has taken everything from him. So just like you said earlier in the show, you weep what you sow. And that's what's going on with him and her. Not sowing good seeds and getting back negativity. Yeah. But do you see me getting a letter in the mail from my SSI? Benefits when I went to court on the 9th?
Yeah,
September.
But it doesn't look like that letter's going to arrive till the first week of November. Yeah, it looks like, in fact, you receive it on the 1st. It's postmarked for the 1st of November. Delay, delay, delay. Part of it is government. Part of it is your attorney. Part of it is paperwork sitting on people's desks, not moving it along. Yeah, nothing you did. You're fine. It's just the process. That's all, the process. And you know the government is slow as boo-boo. Well, maybe not slow as boo-boo, but you know what I mean. Melvin? Hello? Oh. Okay, Melvin, I'm back. I accidentally got disconnected. Call back and I'll get your call here. Oh, there we go. All right. Okay,
yeah,
Melvin, I'm sorry
yeah.
We got disconnected. Well, I accidentally disconnected because I didn't hear you. It was quiet. And I hit the button on the phone and disconnected the show. But I'm okay. We back. We fine.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to know, like you said, it's going to be in November before I'm seeing the letter. And
yeah, that's what I was seeing is November 1st is when you'd receive it. What is that, your letter for proof?
Yeah, for my back pay and for my my monthly benefits check, disability check. What did you see in that, like, the amount of a back pay they're going to pay me?
The amount? Okay, the first thing when you mentioned that was $10,000.
Okay.
That's the first thing. I mean, when you were talking, that's what they showed me. Let me ask.
And how much extra will they give me per month?
Okay, now I saw $10,000, and then when you said extra, I saw $5,000, but that was not per check. That was like $5,000 for a year, within 12 divided into $5,000. That would be your extra per month. So,
I'm already receiving a check a month. So, will it go up maybe $300 or $400? Or
No. Maybe $200. I see $200. $200. I see $200.
Okay. But you see about
$10,000. Yeah, I see $200. There is a $10,000 check coming. I don't know why I'm seeing this for November, December, $10,000. But behind that is the $5,000 yearly increase. But like I said, it's divided by 12 months. So it's not $5,000 on a check. It's not $5,000 on a check. Okay, I see. It is divided by 12. And that
it's divided by 12, so that would probably be about right what you just said, but $200 to $300 increase on what I'm getting now per month, and it equals out probably to $5,000. But the $10,000 is the back pay that they owe. That would be one check, right?
Yes.
Okay. I need. Okay. It's been over 2 years then.
It looks like your increase is from the $5,000, it looks like about $40 more a month.
$40 more.
So the other one that's $200 or $300, I don't know, is that from your VA? Where you get $200 or $300 more? I guess that must be part of that $10,000. Okay, so once you get that, then you will get $200 or $300 more a month, but even after that, when they do the increase, it'll only be $5,000.
Okay, because I haven't applied for my VA disability yet, but I'm going to coming up maybe this week or next. This right here is when I got hurt on. I'm already disabled through my job, but I filed an appeal and went to court. So the judge needed a paper. I gave it to her, had it faxed to her, and that's why I wanted to know when would I receive the outcome of that when I went to court, the back pay.
Well, you're going to receive paperwork on the 1st. I don't know if that's from Social Security I guess it is, huh? You don't have a Veterans Administrator? You don't have a VA check coming every month?
No, ma'am. I'm going to file for it. If I file for it, sound like I'll get it. I'm going to file for disability unless somebody already filed for me and I don't know about it.
No. No, you have to do that. Okay.
But if I file for it, I will get it.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
Yeah, you will.
That's good. Because I'm planning on hoping to move out of this apartment. But I have been sick. I've been in and out of the hospital. And I've been drained the middle of the day from between 12 and 5. I have zero energy. I have to take a nap every day. And I told my doctor and cardiologist and stuff, but they don't know. But my blood pressure is going up and down. And what do you see draining me?
Just your energy. You just got to push yourself.
Yeah.
That's it. You just got to push yourself. Yeah. Because it's easy to fall into that trap, you know. So you just got to push yourself a little bit more. Not enough to hurt yourself now, but just push yourself a little bit more than you did the day before. Yeah.
What you're doing is
strengthening your body.
Yes, ma'am, because I'm picking up excess weight, though. I'm like, if it's 5 pounds, 2 pounds here, another 2 pounds, and I go back to the doctor. Oh, you've been gaining 2 more pounds. I'm like, well, what? I mean, I'm eating less.
If you're not exercising, moving, that weight just sits there.
Is that why I'm picking up excess weight?
Well, sure. Any of us would. Not just you. We all would. See, I would pick up weight if we don't move around and do something, bend over or stretch or jumping jack or something. Yeah.
I'm just drained, but I think.
But I know you have heart problems too, so that's why I said don't overdo. Just push yourself and do a little bit. You know, each day. Yeah, or I do three times a week. I do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as my workout days, and that's enough.
Is my heart problem, is a life-threatening thing?
I'm sorry?
Is my heart condition problem is a life-threatening thing? My cardiologist wanted to do me an electroshock where it can beat back normal. It's beating too fast. I have something that you call fibrillation. Your regular heartbeat. It beats too fast, and then sometimes it'll slow down, but... because it slows down because of the blood pressure medication. And I think if they get these medications right, I'll be fine, I guess. But after I get that shock, heart shock, will I, my heart be okay? I mean, I'll be okay?
Well, as long as you do your part, you know, when you have heart problems, you got to exercise with it.
Yeah,
so, and as far as your medication, yeah, it's trial and error to get to where it balances itself out for you, right? For you.
Right.
It's comfortable
yeah.
for you. So, yeah, but whatever you can do, if you can walk a little bit or either sit in a chair, some people, mm-hmm. if they're not able to get out and walk, sit there in a chair and just move your legs up and down and maybe your arms, of course, above your head and back down like that. So your arms are getting some exercise in your upper body and then your lower body. If it's nothing but just like when you're in the service marching, but you're just sitting down
yeah.
doing it. Yep, you're still doing some exercise. You're doing movement, so your blood and your muscles are working and not becoming atrophied.
Exactly. Because I went
yeah.
to a football game 3 weeks ago, and I got out of my car and walking towards the gate. And I tell you, I felt like I was tired, like I was like walking a marathon. So, and I had to stop. And it has a lot to do with my weight. I have gained 93 pounds since I injured my lower back, since I've been out of work.
Oh.
That's why. Cause
oh, yeah.
I was in
that
top
weight's against you, honey.
Yeah, I was
yeah.
in top shape. I was walking 5 miles 3 times a week. 3 times a week, 15 miles. And said
what
I
did you ask the doctor? Wait a minute. Did you ask the doctor, could you walk with your heart problems or should you not? Should you just sit
I'm
and exercise?
I'm going to ask him that the next time I go back. I go back on the 16th. 15th plus 16th of this month. I mean, if I do it, I'm asking how much can I do?
Right. Just asking what kind of exercise can you do because you want to get that weight off your body. So,
yeah.
you know, you can't go get on a treadmill or an elliptic machine or anything like that. But what can you do just gradually, day by day? And, you know, tell them about, you know, if you sit in a chair and do some arm exercises or leg exercises, is that okay? Or if he says you can go out and walk maybe 5-10 minutes, that's enough, come back. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I need
yeah.
to do. I need to get my body back in shape. I really want to coach football again. It's going to be next season.
And you
season.
Will.
I will? Nina, don't play with me.
You know all that weight gain is nothing but just depression and hurt.
You're right.
That's what that is, depression and hurt.
With these obedience, man, they don't want to do it. They don't want, and it's coming down on. So, but I haven't received a call from them about posting bail or anything, because they know that I'm the last one they want to act. Because the way they've been treated in the past.
Right, I heard that. Okay. Well, Melvin, I better get on to another call because.
Okay.
They probably
okay.
think you and I done took over the show, child.
All right. That's all right. You know I'm never talking now.
But anyway, yeah, definitely give us a call back. I'd like to know how your doctor's appointment went, okay?
Okay, you can call me back later if you want to on my phone number.
Okay.
Yeah, oh,
all right,
you?
Let me get on. I'm sorry?
All right. Are you?
I'm sorry? Say it again?
Will you call me back later after the show?
Okay. Why? Did you need something or?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you a couple of more questions offline because I think I revealed too much already.
Okay. All right.
It won't be long,
I will.
Promise.
I'll call you after the show. Okay.
Thank you, love it.
Thank All right.
You.
Let
Thank
me get
you.
Going. All right. All right. You're welcome, All right. Melvin. Thanks for calling.
All right.
You're listening to Tuesday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. Please call in. We do have lines open. I do apologize. A couple of people were waiting, and they hung up. I'm sorry for that. Please call back. Lines are open, and I might give that Nina a two-minute warning. She ain't here, but her spirit is, okay? She's here spiritually. So anyway, well, I did all the birthdays and stuff, so what's coming up? Oh, don't forget the full moon is on the 13th. Full moon, 13th. And the new moon is on the 27th, just prior to Halloween. And President's Day, I think, is it President's Day? What's coming? Columbus Day, I'm sorry. Columbus Day is the 14th next Monday, which is a holiday. So you know that I think the banks and the post office are closed on that day. And then Halloween this year is on a Wednesday, the 30th. I think most people do it on, is it the 30th or 31st? If you could celebrate on the 31st, it's on a Thursday. So anyway, just to let you know. Okay. Well, I'm going to do a quick prayer, and I think that's going to eat up my 2 minutes, and I'll call it a night. This is for all of us. We release all karmic densities. Okay. We release all karmic density from fear and guilt, from our energies and vibrations, from our timelines, dimensions, and multiverse, from our spiritual, mental, and physical being, from our past, our present, and future. We release all karmic density from our family and friends and ancestors, from finances and all money. We release karmic density from the earth, moon, and sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negativity, negative energies from assailing us. So be it. And you're most welcome, audience. I haven't done my mother prayers in a while, huh? But anyway, I was just looking. Oh, you know what I could do? Your affirmations. I do want to share this. For any of those in the morning when you get up before you leave out the house, these are morning affirmations, okay? I am feeling healthy and strong today. How about that? I have all that I need to make this a great day of my life. I have all the information I need to solve any challenges that come up today. I have the knowledge to make smart decisions for myself today. I make the right decisions and the right choices all day using my inner wisdom. I am happy and content with my life. I am patient and calm and greet the day with ease. I am filled with gratitude for another day on this earth. And those are your morning affirmations. So you're more than welcome to go back. The show will be up by tomorrow morning on the website, on the main page. Scroll down, you'll see Tuesday Psychic Readings. And if you miss the affirmations, just go back in, listen to the show, and scroll down to almost to the ending where I've said them. Okay? And thank you, everybody, for joining me today in the chat room or on the phone. Around the world, you know that we love you and we're glad that you're here. And like I said, it is our honor and our privilege to do readings, to answer the questions to the best of our abilities. Now, don't forget, every Wednesday, y'all, throughout the month of October, is Paranormal Wednesday. So if you Bigfoot, Yeti, Dogman, Swamp Man, what else can I say, UFOs, have you seen any UFOs or spaceships or oddities in the air or things that just seem strange to you, call in. Share your story. We want to hear all about it, okay? So call in and tell us your paranormal story, what you've experienced or know, even if you've been an abductee. Heck, maybe you know, aliens have taken you, you please call in. You know, let us know about that. Or people would, what is it supposed to come out? Oh, God, I can't think of the word right now. They're supposed to be coming out letting people know that they're aliens or whatever. We all know that there is. I mean, that's nothing new, but, yeah. So, anyway, but call in every Wednesday at 6 o'clock is Paranormal Wednesday throughout the month of October, celebrating Halloween. So please do call in and tell us your experience. Now, on Thursday is In the Studio, which normally is on Wednesday. I moved it to Thursday because I wanted to enjoy Halloween this month and let all you guys enjoy Halloween and tell your stories, have fun and laughter and joy, okay? So In the Studio, which is the news, sports and entertainment show, is at 6 o'clock on Thursday evenings from 6 to 7. So that's still going just one day later. And then, of course, Friday traffic jams at 6 o'clock. You know I'm bringing the music to start your weekend off on a good note, okay? So do check with us, and if you forgot the schedule, just go on the main page of theessenceofsuccess.net, and you will see the schedule there. Okay, thank you, everybody. Now, if no one's told you they love you today, I do, and if Ms. Nina was here, she'd say she did too. Okay, so go out and have a good evening, and be safe out there. All right. Night.
Possibility in the moon.